This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Today, we are going to talk about post-traumatic stress, not necessarily post-traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic stress and how anger is interacted with that and some of the symptoms. So one of the myriad of effects of PTS symptoms is outward anger or irritability. And anger is an emotion that we have all experienced and can often help us to respond in difficult situations. So in this condition, anger acts as one of the primary hyperarousal symptoms and is often experienced due to unresolved conflicts related to a traumatic event. And it can occur suddenly and intensely for no apparent reason, leading to outbursts that may affect relationships with people around you. So as challenging as it may be, it's important to understand that these emotions are a part of PTS and to seek supportive resources and speak with a healthcare provider if you are struggling with not only managing your anger, but other aspects of the disorder as well. Because dealing with PTS and PTSD is incredibly difficult, and it's often made more difficult by the fact that many people who suffer from it feel intense anger, and they may struggle to express that in healthy ways. And trying to push anger down or hide it from the world can lead to lashing out at friends or family in uncontrolled outbursts. But it can also manifest itself in more subtle, self-destructive behavior like drinking too much, using drugs, alienating yourself socially, taking risks without regard for your own personal safety. So this makes a tough problem even tougher. Not only do you have extreme emotions to contend with, but unchecked self-destructive behavior can heap further pain on already fragile psyche. So hyperarousal is the term used to talk about that constant feeling of fight or flight, and heightened state of anxiety. And in addition to difficulty sleeping, this feeling often manifests itself in extreme reactions to everyday situations such as anger or irritability. And I know, in speaking with a lot of our first responders, one of the first things that they've noticed about themselves is that they almost felt triggered by, you know, seemingly simple things, things that normally shouldn't trigger a person to have an intense reaction or harbor resentment towards another person. So I think we can all at least appreciate the fact that if you have struggled with PTS or some of these anger outbursts, you know exactly what we're talking about, the kind of hairpin trigger that you've experienced to everyday situations. So there is hope, and there are strategies to help manage these feelings, and simple tools like mindfulness, mindful breathing, talking about emotions, writing down worries can help make a difference. And we should all do our part to encourage those who are struggling with anger and irritation from PTS that it get better and provide them access with strategies they can take up on their own terms. And that's kind of why we started the podcast and article section here at Frontline Freedom. It's really just to kind of share some of the information that we've stumbled across in, you know, what's helped other people, including ourselves, kind of get back on a straight and narrow path. So, and anger can play an important role in our lives because it's an emotion that helps us to recognize when something isn't right, and it serves us as essentially a call to action. And of course, we need to be mindful of how we handle it, because anger can quickly turn into some unhealthy behaviors if not managed properly, like we already discussed. So nevertheless, it's perfectly normal and healthy to feel anger, but the key is to listening to what it is telling us and using that information constructively. We must strive to channel our anger in a positive direction so we can take steps towards creating change for the better. And managing anger can be challenging, but it's a major key to having a healthy and fulfilling life. And that's why it can be useful to understand the difference between constructive and destructive anger. And constructive anger can help you work through issues and build up strength, while destructive anger often leads to regretful decisions that end up causing harm, both physical and emotional. So it's important to pay close attention on how we express our anger. to make sure that we recognize when it does become destructive so that we can redirect it into a more healthy outlet. Find some tools that work for you, whether that's foundational skills like breathing exercises or an outlet like journaling or going to the gym, some type of physical activity. And if the issues persist, make sure you are seeking professional help if needed. Taking a time out during an emotional situation is also beneficial in a multitude of ways because this useful anger management skill is easy to learn and gives an individual the opportunity to gain insight and perspective on the situation they're facing. So for my law enforcement listeners, you might recognize this is the tactical pause. When you really want to rush in to do something, you kind of take that second to breathe and really assess what's actually going on without rushing in prematurely. And not only is this helpful for you and your own well-being, but this skill also works wonders within relationships because people with PTS often find those little timeouts to be immensely helpful and empowering as they do work towards restoring some sort of balance, even in your most emotional period. So taking a moment to kind of self-soothe during these difficult experiences can be an invaluable asset when working through challenging situations in life. And it could literally be just as simple as taking a moment to pause and breathe before we react. So it's think before do. In addition to taking those pauses, there's things that we call self-soothing skills. And there's a simple way of managing your anger and calming your body and mind. And self-soothing activities, they essentially make use of your five senses, such as rubbing your hand along a soft fabric or smelling something familiar. And while engaging in these activities, it's important to be mindful and focus on the activity itself rather than on your anger. So this will allow you to naturally become more relaxed and less likely to lash out. And talking with others rather than bottling up your emotions can be an effective way to reduce feelings of anger because it helps you to view a situation from another person's angle and gives you the opportunity to express your frustrations in a constructive way. So make sure when you're seeking advice and support, you choose people who will understand and respect your struggles because there are many support groups out there available online or in person, specifically designed for those dealing with stress, trauma, or other emotional issues, which can be quite beneficial. And we will do a podcast episode in the near future that's all about the who rather than the why, and we'll get into more of that later. But believe it or not, coping skills for managing anxiety can also be highly effective at targeting anger as well. Because after all, despite the difference in intensity, both emotions share a common underlying mechanism of fight or flight response within the body. So by developing the tools to cope with anxiety, you're also setting yourself up to respond more effectively when confronted with anger or stimulus that might trigger some of those PTS responses. And if there's one thing I've had to come to terms with, it's that lifestyle changes can be an awesome tool in managing anxiety. What you put into your body can directly impact your emotional well-being, and so paying attention to what you eat is an absolute must. Eating nutrient-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and avoiding sugary processed treats can help decrease anxiety flares and give your brain the nourishment it needs. And similarly, getting enough sleep is essential for reducing stress levels and resetting your emotional state each day. And of course, getting up and moving around does wonders for both emotional health and physical health. The key takeaway here is that it all comes down to taking care of yourself. Your mental health will thank you for it. Because trauma can absolutely contribute to anxiety, depression, and more. And that's why it's important to remember the short-term coping skills you can use right now if you're struggling. The things like the distraction techniques, breathing exercises, mindfulness activities, behavior activation, which is, you know, kind of distracting yourself or taking that tactical pause. And while they surely can provide relief in the moment, they may not be equipped to help handle your deeper rooted issues if you are experiencing them, or if you are, if those things continue to persist, make sure that you are going out and getting the help that you need. There's, if you broke your arm, you'd go to the doctor. So if there's something going on and you're not able to handle it with some of these techniques, or it's not helping you enough, please don't hesitate to go reach out to a professional for that assistance, because it's not worth it to suffer in silence. So contact a doctor, mental health provider today. Learn more about how you can support yourself through that mental wellness journey. So thank you so much for listening. As always, please take care of one another and stay safe. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.